recognise that one the spoken word was the main means of exchanging knowledge and culture until Gutenberg came along and invented the printing press. And two, it was a way to make it sexy again. So what we're trying to do here is create audio that people can share, but also add context to that in terms of the photo, title, tags, location. And I think part of our job is really building up one big, massive repository of audio that can be some of the clients we have, like BBC or The Guardian, but also everyone else. You know, my audiobooks are my children, and I've got 2 years' worth of them growing up. Bloggers, anyone really who's got a voice and not access to smart recording studios or broadcast medium can now really make themselves heard among their friends, their family, or the world. And I think audio, spoken word audio, isn't dead. I think it's due for a renaissance simply because it's a really, really important way of communicating.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. How does that connect with what you're interested in, please?
I'm actually putting it on audiobook right now, so fine.
That makes two of us, actually. Yeah. I've just turned mine on. So just to let you know, if you want to remain anonymous and not your voice not to be heard, then don't say anything. So we have two people in the room who are audiobooing. What's going on? That must mean something. I don't know what it means, but delighted to meet you. I don't know who you are. But, you know, why would we do such a thing? One of the reasons we... Sorry, I shut up. I came here to talk, converse. Mm-hmm. Any of you want to say anything?
Just from a legal perspective, like, a lot of music companies would be very particular about their music being played, like in like YouTube and stuff like that. If during a conversation, say, some musician's music is caught in the background, can they...
Tough shit. I'm fed up. I am fed up with this whole issue because, to be absolutely honest, the problem is that technology has made the traditional laws out of date. They cannot be enforced, right? So it frankly doesn't matter. I can go to Bono's concert. I can record the whole bloody thing and put it up on the internet, and he'll never touch me, right? And frankly, what should happen is now, this is me getting on my pram, but what should happen is that at events... And I mean, just in my humble opinion, everything, and I'm sure there are exceptions to what I'm saying, the people running the event should say, will you please tweet, will you please photograph, will you please audiobook, will you please video, what's going on? Because we're a small, select, tiny little self-appointed or privileged audience, and there are people out there who haven't got access, right, who are in, you know, who are in prison, who are in wheelchairs, who can't afford to be here, who were here last year and they ain't coming this year, who are sick. And frankly, if we're going to be social, genuinely social in the modern age, then stop all this, shite about privacy, about the fact that we got a performance in this theatre. All the bloody theatre companies are dying to get their reputation built up so people will come and listen to them. And yet they're telling you in the foyer, please don't photograph what's going on. Even if you know, I agree with entirely, don't let flash run, right? Let's just take it. Sensible, but anyway, I didn't come here to propagandise my own point of view. Forgive me, I'm out of my pram. Please, sir.
This is probably the best question, as in, this maps audio, or keeps track of audio and geolocation. So, in Google, can you search for sounds from a particular...
You can find out where that guy was when he recorded that.
But actually, if I go to Google Maps, can I look for sounds from this area, as opposed to finding out, it's like a reverse search.
Yeah, you can, but I don't know how to do it.
There are APIs for that.
Yeah, you can.
What kind of stuff do you find on the website?
Well, actually, look, here I have, this is the back end, this is private stuff, right? This isn't in the public domain. What do you find? So this might be quite interesting. How much time have we got?
You have 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll run through this with you very quickly. The top one there is a woman who's sending me back a direct message, right? The equivalent of a DM on Twitter, but it's audio. For some weird reason that I don't understand, it is infinitely more satisfying to listen to a direct message on the Audioboom app in audio than it is to pick up a voicemail left on my phone. Somebody please explain that. I don't know why, but it is absolutely wonderful when a person talks to you. I guarantee you, when a person speaks to you on Audioboom, I'll just let you hear the sound of her voice. Just to tell you, you know, I mean, I don't know whether you like her voice or not, but this is her back to me.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Thank you for your boo, which I've just received. So first of all, I see what you're saying, that there are parallels in our lives at the moment. And,
okay, I'll play this guy. He's a fireman in New York. Fireman Rich.
Good morning, Paul. Greetings from the southern tier of upstate New York, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich on Twitter here.
I love his voice.
Hello, just get my day started here. Time is 6:27 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah, you can. Look, very much fun. The thing about this is that's one feature of it, right?
I remember like in the early days of podcasting, I don't know if you call this podcasting or not.
I do, because of the Americans call it podcasting, you see. If you want to get your stuff into the American, they'll understand you if you call it podcast, right? Over here, there's more people might understand Audioboom, but I use both.
And I remember one of the things that Adam Curry used to do, and he was one of the inventors of podcasting, so they say, but he used to do a lot of sound seeing. So it was before they started getting how you produced podcasts became popular, it was the idea to just walk around and kind of sort of typically, whatever the word is.
I do Patrick Street in Cork.
But I thought one of the most interesting audio booths that you did, and subscribed to your audio booths, was where you put your iPhone down a desk in the science gallery, and you just had a couple of people gathered around. It was almost like being a fly on the wall, and you guys had a really interesting conversation about the science gallery. And I thought that kind of captured something that you'd never get.
You should listen to what Eve Early and I did this afternoon, yeah? Mm. I literally said to her, I said, look, hang on, you're about to tell me something I'm very interested in. Are you happy to tell it to me in public? And I just put the phone down, and we went on for 17 minutes. Public conversation. Yeah. Public conversation.
And to me, that's a lot better than the how you produce podcasts, the kind of pre-prep stuff, more ad hoc.
It must be a great temptation to do it in pubs late at night.
I do, and I have. I do, and I have, yeah. Absolutely.
That's fairly popular,
isn't it? I tell you the most radical thing that my... I don't know what's popular, but because it's a bit like a huge long tail, right? It's the end of the tail that is the most interesting, right? I make stories with my child. I have a six-year-old child, and we make stories. And I picked that word very deliberately. We don't just. It started with me telling her stories, but now we make stories. So, for example, when we finished one story, and she said, "Dad, let's," you know, she said, "Tell me a story." I said, "Okay, well, what's the story going to be about?" So I have her on audio defining the parameters of the story, saying who's going to be in it, who's not going to be in it. I fast forward into the story. Main character, princess, client, is stuck on the bottom of the rocks underneath the Skelligs, if any of you have ever been there. And the problem is going up and the cliffs, and it's very, very windy, and it's very, very risky to climb up the steps. But basically and this is back before the steps were probably even made. But anyway, we discuss whether we're going to kill her off, or how she's going to get up. How is she going to get from the bottom of the cliff to the top of the cliff? This connects with another future business that I might run or might need partners for, which is something to do with how you can use stories making with children when they're young, so that you might be able to have better conversations when they're teenagers.
I think that old boy checking a message on this is more satisfying than the phone. Can't possibly be in the office.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
More seriously, you know, you can see in advance what it's going to be, and you're much more empowered. Rather than waiting for the good friend tells you, you know, let's this to do such and such a thing, and you're bracing yourself for a horrible thing is about to.
But I have to say it's more profound than that, I believe, because I know, I can see on my phone that I got a voice message from a particular person, and I know it's them.
Right.
I still find it nicer on Audioboom. I don't know why. Well, I'm going to get shot down in a second. I just got to say one little thing, because I don't want to just talk about Audioboom. I want to switch sideways into a into another arena. The man here was talking about virtual, doing the medieval dubbing.
Oh, yeah.
There is a company called In-Hand Guides. I declare an interest. I work for them. That company is recording audios about, well, we just talked about Dublin, about the cathedral in Dublin. What's that big cathedral
Christ
in Dublin? Christchurch, right? Just got a contract to do Christchurch cathedral audio, right? So they are manufacturing in China, recording audio in Ireland, embedding the audio in a mini little iPod type thing that is can be produced for about €2 and sold for €5. Really, really cheap entry costs. Embedded, branded audio. One use. Second audio, Roche, chemical company, medicine company, needs to get the diabetes out to information about how to use products in Africa, where most people don't read. So there's audio in at least 5 languages, I think 7, recorded by this company. So people are getting their instructions on how lifestyle and how to use the medication via audio. Health and lifestyle marketplace. Third example, public advocacy. People in the Iraqi court system, right, need to know what their rights are in court. People in the 3 countries in Africa, their rights as well. This company I've told you about is actually producing audio paid for by the UN or sponsored by the UN for people for whom audio is preference. The world is more interested in audio than they are in writing. I'm a writer, I'm a professional writer. I should never have written. I wish I'd done audio 25 years ago, right? I should never have picked up. I joke, right? But I'm that serious about the... Every single person in this room loves audio. You do. You love audio. You have loved the sound of either your voice or other people's voices all your life, right? You love talking. If I said how many of you here like talking, some of you may not like talking out here, but you like talking. You like listening, at least. We are listening creatures. The future is audio. We ain't seen nothing yet.